A recent study published in the journal Epidemiology reports that fewer Black Americans have died from prescription opioids compared to their white counterparts. And further analysis estimates roughly 14,000 Black American lives were spared. And the reasons are clear. They weren't prescribed the strong painkillers as often as white patients. For a deeper look at the implications of these findings, we're joined by Dr. Andrew Kolotny. He's the director of opioid policy research at Brandeis University. And Dr. Kolotny, explain how racial bias factors into the prescribing of opioids.
Something we know from studies is that if a patient is Black, the doctor is less likely to prescribe narcotics. It might be that if the patient is Black, the doctor might be more worried about the patient becoming addicted. Or maybe if the patient is Black, they're more worried about the patient selling their medication. Or maybe if the patient is Black, they're just less sensitive to the patient's pain. What appears to be happening is that racial stereotyping has been having a protective effect on Black patients. So the Black patient is less likely to become addicted to opioids because they're less likely to be prescribed. And they're also less likely to have opioids in the medicine chest, where family members could become opioid addicted. Obviously, doctors should be prescribing cautiously to all of our patients.
At the same time, Dr. Kolotny, it's horrifying. Anyone who has had a family member who has gone through a procedure or is dealing with intense pain and perhaps has not had their doctor prescribe medicines for whatever reason knows that while it may have prevented them from perhaps later down the road becoming addicted, in the moment, it really is prohibiting them from actually getting some sort of relief and living perhaps sometimes in chronic pain.
Well, opioids are actually lousy drugs for the vast majority of patients with chronic pain. And it is certainly possible that African Americans are not getting adequate pain treatment. But we don't know that. What we know is that they're less likely to be prescribed opioids. And we shouldn't really equate an aggressive opioid prescription or getting opioids with treatment of pain. Opioids are not the only treatments for pain.
Do you have any indication that then some of those alternatives are given to Black Americans when they see doctors and are not given opioids?
No, I just don't think we know either way. I think it is possible that pain is more likely to be untreated even with non-opioid modalities, but I'm not aware of research in that area. One of the reasons we know that opioids are prescribed less frequently to Black patients is because pharmaceutical companies have sponsored some of these studies with an interest in getting doctors to prescribe opioids as frequently to their Black patients as they do to their white patients.
Yeah, because it's a numbers game. It's a money game.
That's correct.
I want to go back to something you said about some of the possible reasons, one being that Black people have a higher pain threshold than white people because perhaps they were biologically different. I remember reading several years ago research from the University of Virginia that found that white medical students and residents, more than half, believed that African Americans had thicker skin. And other studies have found that white physicians implicitly prefer white patients because they think they're more intelligent or will heed their advice. How persistent is this racial bias in medical school and in medical care overall?
Yeah, I don't know whether or not racist notions about differences in physiology or pain come from. I think it may simply be that doctors, like everybody else in society, are not immune to racism.
Yeah. What was the most remarkable thing to you about this study?
Well, yeah, I think it's interesting the way that it was reported, and that as if, you know, this is good news for Black Americans, that 14,000 lives were saved. The other way of thinking about this, though, is that rather than good news for Black Americans, this was very bad news for white Americans. And one way of thinking about racist notions about treatment of pain is that if a doctor has an idea in their mind of what an addict looks like, they think an addict is someone who's likely to be non-white and maybe from a low-income community, and they have a white middle-class patient that they're treating, there's the possibility that that incorrect view of addiction and that racial stereotyping is actually harming the white patient, because rather than recognizing that addiction is a disease that can happen to just about anybody who's repeatedly exposed to a highly addictive drug, they may just assume that addiction is something that happens to those people, and my white middle-class patient is somehow immune. And so if doctors continue to believe that, you know, addiction is an issue for a subset of our population who are interested in abusing drugs and behaving badly, rather than understanding that addiction can be caused by exposure, I'm concerned that they'll continue to overprescribe.
That's Dr. Andrew Kolotny, Director of Opioid Research at Brandeis University. Thank you so much, Doctor.
Thanks for having me.